There is a new national website that the government have just set up, and they want you to help them, because if you see any patches of blue in the sky, any patches at all, they need to know about it. And immediately they will launch a set of aeroplanes that will go up and fill up that patch of blue. I think they'll do it within 30 minutes, something like that. That is the pledge that they have given. Because at the moment there is, of course, this desire to block out the sun. So if you see a patch of blue, please, you know, report to the government and let them know, because we cannot have that dangerous sunlight filtering through, giving us healthy vitamin D. Now, I should just say, that's a joke. That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. I say that because the AI on YouTube can't always work out what humour is, or jokes, or satire. They have a big problem with that. Obviously, there is, I'm just saying this for the sake of YouTube and the AI, that was made up. That was just a bit of fun. That's not medical misinformation, as sometimes they say, because the last time I did a sort of spoof video, I was dressed up as a German with some solution that was pretending to be something that might come down and affect people's well-being, let's say. And I did it as Professor Krackenpotten. Hello there, I'm Professor Krackenpotten. Within an hour, that video was off and I was banned for a week. So I just say that. However, have you seen the sun? Has anyone actually seen the sun? Do you know about this yellow orb that's in the sky? That is normally in times at this time of year when you were going out into the countryside and looking at the beautiful colours of autumnal leaves falling from the trees, the golden browns and yellows and oranges, and seeing the sun, the shafts of the sun going through those trees and going, isn't this a beautiful and wonderful place? Yeah, because that does happen. I know that happened. It's not just, you know, me dreaming that once we had sunshine, that once in the autumn we did actually have that golden orb shining down. That's not just me making that up. I actually have videos where in the past, when I used to go out doing my walking videos as the Bald Explorer, I would be walking in those shafts of sunshine. I would be there filming it, I remember, with a camera, and actually doing it. Now, of course, this may be the Mandela effect. Perhaps I'll go back online to, say, 5 years ago, and I'll look in the autumn section of my videos, and maybe it was all dull and grey every day. Has anyone actually seen the sun? Is the sun really there? Is it a thing? Or do we just live under a fluorescent tube now? Because that's what it feels like. I don't know about you. I haven't seen the sun, the actual sun, and felt the sun's warm rays for at least a month. At least a month. This crisscrossing across the country, England particularly, does seem to be targeted by the, what do they call it? The stratospheric aerosol spraying, you know, geoengineering, chemtrails. Let's just call it what it is. Chemical trails in the sky. And we know what they're doing. They're targeting the farmers, of course. They're targeting us. It's all part of that thing that they want to do, because there's too many of those useless eaters in this world, and they haven't managed to eradicate us with certain medical interventions enough. I mean, hopefully by now people have woken up to the point that there are these things that are trying to get rid of us, and there are those supermarkets that sell nutrient-free, vitamin-deficient food. So you eat all of these chemicals, you know, the flavourings, the preservatives, the colourings, and all the other, the E numbers, and all those chemicals. I'm sure you love them. We're all addicted to all those E numbers. Oh, God, can't get enough of those E numbers. God, blimey, I wish I had more. There are many ways in which they are trying to eradicate those people that walk about and try to laugh and smile and enjoy life and have fun and meet other people in pubs or in social groups or whatever. You know, that's not permitted, because actually what the government would like to do is to sort of get us all into a little tight squeeze within a 15-minute city, and then on the tops of lampposts, these ray guns, sorry, the 5G technology, It's very easy to get confused, isn't it? Can go and you know, target you through the digital ID and the CBDCs and all the other sort of virtual rubbish that they're trying to do. But have you seen the sun? Have you seen it? Have you? I mean, are you one of those very lucky people that has gone, if I stand here, if I stand just here and like this, oh yes, I can get a ray of sun. I can get a tiny morsel of vitamin D. By the way, we should all be at this time of year having as much vitamin D supplements as we possibly can. Now, on my channel, there is a link to Clive de Carle's vitamin D's, well, his supplements, obviously, and he does vitamin D. There are other people available that do it, perhaps the high street ones that you go to in every high street, some of the famous names, perhaps are not the best to have because, you know, they are big multinational companies. I probably wouldn't be trusting those myself. That's just a personal opinion, of which we're all used to be allowed to have a personal opinion. But these days, it's very difficult to have a personal opinion because other people, mainly the trolls sitting out there going, they don't like you having your own opinion. They want you to stick to the mainstream narrative. Have you seen that? You know, I'll say, have you seen the sun? And I'm sure if you scroll down those people who actually haven't seen the sun because they're down in their basements going, I'm paid by the 77th Brigade. Those people, mostly AI or don't have a life, will be on there saying, oh, you don't need sunlight. No. It's perfectly fine to have a grey sky every single day. I saw the sun. I was watching this film and there the sun was. I got my vitamin D through my virtual reality screen. Because after all, we can probably get artificial suns now, can we not? And I'm not talking about sunbeds. I'm not talking about that. Although possibly that might be an answer if you need to get some vitamin D. I don't know whether sunbeds give you vitamin D. They certainly give you an orange tinge. And that, I don't know whether that's good for you or not. I'm not really into that. But if you can just, you know, do a picture, go on Google search and get a picture of the sun, apparently, you know, that's enough. No, that's another joke, by the way. Please don't believe that. I don't want people just there. But, you know, they may well say that. They, you know, that's, I think that's going to be my my way of dealing with it. Because then they know who they are. And I'm sure somebody somewhere will probably cut that out and put it into a video. Yeah, we know who you are. Anyway, have you seen the sun? If you've not seen the sun, then make sure you get some vitamin D inside you. Keep yourself healthy because this has been going on. By the way, we were told the other day there might be snow coming. Snow. Yes. Can you imagine snow in the winter? That's almost unheard of in recent times. But actually, if you go back and you read sort of, you know, books from the old days before they were doing the stratospheric aerosol spraying, the geoengineering, the chemtrailing, all of that nonsense. If you read those books from those times, we did actually have snow in the winter. Before they started manipulating everything, we had snow. Yeah, that white stuff that comes down, yeah, we did have it. Yeah, that's a thing, by the way. That's a natural thing. So I dare say they'll... It might be down to the quantity of snow. That's the problem, because these people who do the weather manipulation, those lot, who've got all the big levers and they've got what is it, that musical instrument they've got? It's a big harp, I believe, and they can play that. And somehow the reverberations that go out from this musical, that can create... big grey stuff, but they can. But by playing a certain frequency on their musical harp, they can probably create huge amounts of snow to disrupt everybody. Because you know what will happen. Not only is it necessary for them to, you know, get rid of all the farmers and upset them. And the government like to help the farmers, of course. You know, instead of growing food, farmers will make life easier. Just plant some flowers. Or have some solar panels. Solar panels will be good. We'll pay you £1,000 an acre and you can have solar panels all on the farmland and we'll block out the sun and so there's no electricity. Because after all, electricity is bad. Hang on a minute. Is electricity bad this week or is it good? Because they never, you know, the government can never make up their mind, can they? 1 minute it's like red wine. Oh, very good for you. No, oh, sorry. Red wine, very bad for you. Margarine, very good for you. No, wait a minute. Margarine, not so good for you. Smoking, yeah, have smoke as much as you damn well like, because we're getting the tax on it. Oh, no, we've got a certain thing that we need to jab somebody's arm with. Now smoking, oh yes, terribly bad, ooh, dreadful. In fact, so bad, it'll be the only product that you can pick up off the shelf legally that has 50% with big, bold, hypnotic NLP letters on it saying you'll die if you touch this substance. But, you know, help yourself, buy it and do what you like, of course. But hopefully you will, well, we don't want that, obviously. We can't admit to that, at least. Anyway, have you seen the sun? Have you seen it? Anybody seen the sun? If anybody actually knows where the sun is, maybe we can all get in our conveyances and start travelling and maybe have a bit of a sun fest. Yeah, because I thought when I woke up this morning, I would have to get on that national helpline and tell them there's a bit of blue, because I was somewhat concerned that the sun might get through and, oh, scorch me to death. Yes, heaven forbid. Anyway, if you've seen the sun, let me know. Because there ain't none in England, I can tell you that much.